Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is your Tuesday teaching tip for Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2017. Welcome, and thanks for joining me today. We're talking today about something that's incredibly important, which is how to find your unique voice. See, a lot of people today are scared of public speaking because they feel like, what do I have to contribute? There's nothing different about me. Why should anybody listen to me? And we forget that we have a unique voice and people need to hear our voice, not because we're important, but because your particular combination of character, personality, experiences, they are not duplicated by anybody else on this planet. Never before, not now, and never will be. And thus you bring your own particular unique perspective to the scriptures. So when you preach and teach, it's you, it's different. It's not the same as everybody else, as long as we are in touch with what makes us unique. So we look at the Bible, we think about Moses or Jesus or one of the other characters in the scriptures, and we bring something different to it. Now, how? How do we find what's different about us that can be helpful as we interpret and apply what we read here for the people to whom we are going to speak? So we're going to talk about six sources for finding your unique voice. Okay, so number one, your work. What kind of jobs have you done? Part-time, full-time, when you were younger, when you were the age you are now, and in between, what kind of jobs have you done? When I think about it, I think I've been doing the ministry full-time as a church minister in that kind of role for over 30 years now, but before that, I was a teacher for a couple of years in a prep school. I worked on three or four different farms doing different jobs from driving tractors to picking strawberries. I worked in a printing factory for 6 months. I did various other part-time jobs, including bar work, and I worked on a ship for 2 months. I've actually had quite a lot of different experiences, even though most of my life I've had one particular job. Of course, within that job, I've had many different roles. What about you? Take some time to write down all the different jobs you've done from when you were very young to the current day, and if you've had jobs for a long period of time, the different roles within them. Write them down. That's number one, work. Number two, your experiences, places you've been, things you've seen, travel, holidays, conferences, exciting times. Those experiences that you've got photographs of, maybe if you've forgotten some of them, go back through your photograph album, go back through the photographs in your computer, and have a look at where you've been and what you've done. Your experiences are much richer than you probably realize. Have a look at those and think about your experiences, the highs and the lows, the tough times as well as the exciting times. The day you got married was probably an exciting time. The day your first child was born, I expect. But you got your own experiences as well as some tough ones like grief and bereavement, loss as well as joy. So secondly, your experiences. Thirdly, hobbies. Things you've done for fun. I used to make model airplanes when I was young. I actually still have one somewhere in my desk which I haven't quite finished. Perhaps I should go back to it. I had a dark room in my house when I was a kid because I enjoyed photography and did a lot of work with that. I've cycled a lot. I've played all kinds of sports, pretty much most sports you can think of, although synchronized swimming has passed me by. I don't think I'll be giving that a try. But what hobbies do you have? Have you had? I don't do the photography so much anymore. I don't do much cycling anymore. But the experiences I had bring something to my life and my understanding of the scriptures. So, thirdly, your hobbies. Write down your hobbies. Fourthly, what do other people say that they value about you or about your experiences? When they say, well, you know, because you've been through this, this has helped me. Because you understand that, you've experienced that, that helps me. What do other people say about you that helps them? That would be the fourth thing to write down. Fifthly, media. By media, I mean books, movies, television, podcasts, blog articles, magazines, and the rest. So what have you absorbed, not just generally, but that's actually had a significant impact on you, of course, other than, well, include the Bible, but in addition to that. So particular books you've read that have had a big impact on you, whether they are fiction, non-fiction, or whatever. If you watch these videos, you'll notice I do have a lot of books behind me here, and there are quite a few more in this room in different places. I love books. Books have played a very important part in my life, and they help me to think about the scriptures differently. But not only books. As I say, blog articles, podcasts, audiobooks, movies, various things like that. But write down the ones that have had the most impact on you. That's the fifth one. Finally, your studies. What have you studied? What have you spent time studying, whether it's for your own interest, in connection with hobbies often, or something you've done at university, at school, night classes, that kind of thing. What have you studied? I've studied theology, I've studied music, I've studied a number of things. When I was at school, some of the things I studied I didn't think were very relevant, but now I realize they're more relevant than I thought in history and geography and many other things. So what have you studied? These are six sources to find your own unique voice. Your work, where you've worked. Secondly, your experiences. Thirdly, your hobbies. Fourthly, what others say. Fifthly, what you've read and absorbed from various media. And sixthly, what you studied. Now, by no means have I covered everything. What have I missed out? I must have missed out something. So please leave a note, leave a comment, tell us what you think I've missed, and also what you found helpful about this presentation. And make your own notes there, make some comments there so the rest of us can benefit. We really need to hear from one another with all of these ideas, and then we'll grow and learn together. So thank you. By the way, if you'd be interested in some coaching on your spiritual disciplines, I have a new venture, and you can find me on coach.me. Look for my name, Malcolm Cox, coach.me, and you'll find there I'm offering coaching on spiritual disciplines if you'd be interested. And can I ask you one more favor? Please pass this on. Don't keep it to yourself. Forward on the links to these videos and audios so that other people can benefit, and then we can again learn from one another. Thank you very much for doing that. So until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.